Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. And joining me right now is a man that I would normally not introduce, but we haven't been around for about a month. Last episode, I think, was March 12th. And a couple weeks ago, we sat down to do an episode, April 4th, which would have been 5 months for me without gambling. And so my good buddy called me, and we were set to record. I told him I'd call him back 20 minutes. And during that 20-minute period, I got a phone call that my grandfather had unfortunately passed away. So show got put on hold, and we're here now with my good buddy, Barry J. Davis. And here's why I call him my good buddy. Because he was kind enough to offer to pay for my flight back home. And it meant a lot to me, and he helps me out with this podcast. It means a lot to me, and he helps me out a lot. He's a good guy, and he deserves his recognition. So I just want to get serious there for a minute. Barry J. Davis, thank you for helping me, and thank you for joining me today.
I'm sorry, Ben. Did you say something?
I used to gamble. Now I'm broke. But I'm going to write a new joke.
A new joke!
It's great to be back. It's great to be back.
I'm so happy you're back, man. I've been lost without you, man. Marla keeps saying, "When am I gonna get a new podcast?" I'm like, I don't know.
Today is the day, and I would like to also. Last time we sat down to record this, you mentioned off air that you've never hung out with me while I was drunk. All the years we've known each other, so we thought it would be fun for me to drink while we record, and it'll be like us hanging out while I'm drunk.
I love it.
And that didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
But today, I have a bottle of wine here.
Yes.
And I say, because believe it or not, my grandfather, he would always say, I was never a man of many words. But my grandfather said, if you want me to talk, give me a glass of wine.
Sponsor today. What's the sponsor?
Oh, it's a nice Chardonnay. It's like a 1920 Chardonnay. I just broke out special for tonight.
You are so full of shit if I hit you in splatter.
Let's see how it tastes.
You're actually drinking Chardonnay?
Right out of the bottle.
Oh, God. Chardonnay sucks, man.
Well, it's good for the moment.
Okay, sorry. If I would have known this was happening, I would have got you a nice bottle. You know, so, I take it you like white wines, right?
I mean, I like anything that's free, so send whatever, you know?
Okay, Riesling. We're going to get you some Riesling, sir.
Announcement. I have an announcement. We're going to go to every Friday morning, we're going to release an episode. So throughout the week, I'm going to record different bits and segments, and it'll be all put together every Friday. Look for an episode. Make sure you're following at Benny Lake Laughs, the podcast. You'll get the new episodes. I'll post them every Friday.
Yes. How far down is the bottle right now?
I mean, it's delicious. See, I haven't swallowed any. I've been doing, because with wine, you're supposed to drink it and then swirl it and then spit it, right?
No, Benny, no. Drink it. Just drink
okay.
it.
Okay, well, now I'm drinking it.
Hey, Benny, how was your trip back to Pennsylvania?
Thank you for asking.
Thanks for coming to see me. I appreciate it. I know you didn't have anything going on or anything. You know what I mean?
It was a hectic week. But this flight back, I have so many stories just about the airport and the flight back.
Hit me.
Do you know how easy it is to sneak edibles on a plane in Vegas? Do you know that's easy? Like, it's super easy. But I didn't know that. So when I got to security, I panicked, and I took all my edibles. I ate all of them.
How many did you take?
I mean, I had like a half of one in a gum pack.
All right.
But I chowed down because I was nervous. Turns out I could have just walked right in with it. Now, they should tell you that before you go to the airport. They should say, like, you know the sign that says, "Welcome to Fabulous Las Vegas"?
I do.
Right. Underneath it, they should say, "P.S. We're fabulous," because it's so easy for you to sneak edibles on our airplanes.
So, so you had a, so the trip there was good, obviously, right?
Well, here's the thing. So I pop it before I go through security, and I got sativa gummies, which keep you awake, and I got indica gummies, which make you knock you right out. But I, you know, I take my sativa gummies, I pop it, and I go through the security, and it doesn't hit you yet because it's an edible. But I got it timed to where it's going to hit me when it takes off. And I'm ended up, I'm in an exit row, right? And before we take off, you know, they give the speech. They ask you if you want to be in the exit row, can you handle it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm, the gummy hasn't hit me yet, but I'm so excited because I'm so good on sativa edibles. Like, I'm like, yeah, man, I jump out of my seat. I jumped out of the seat of the, I'm supposed to be buckled while they're giving instructions. I jumped out of my seat. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, yeah, if anything goes down, I got this. As a matter of fact, I'll fly the goddamn plane if you want me to. I am so excited because when this sativa edible hits, I am the best in the world, right?
Yeah.
Flight takes off, right? I realize I mixed up my sativa and my indica.
Oh, no.
3 minutes later, completely unconscious. All right, and then, right? And then, here's the thing. So then the ride ends and they wake me up because I got a layover, right?
Okay.
And I got a layover in an airport. Now, an airport, when you're stoned, is heaven. It's heaven. You want a Cinnabon? They got Cinnabon. You want a Burger King? They got Burger King. You want pizza? They got pizza, right? They got, you want, now they got Starbucks. Now, here's the thing with an airport Starbucks. The whipped cream, they charge you for.
Really?
$1 extra for whipped cream at an airport Starbucks.
Them
bastards. Bastards. But you know what? Next time I got to fly, bring my own fucking whipped cream. What are they going to do?
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah. $1 for whipped cream. But you're not going to believe where I ended up eating. You, of all people, are not going to believe what I settled on.
All right. I have to guess. I have to take a shot here.
Take a guess.
Okay. I'm going to say it was a... chicken and beets.
Airport of subs. Now, if you're not familiar with what an airport of subs is, for your listeners, it's a port of subs located in an airport. And the only difference is it's like $10 more expensive than at a regular gas station where you would get it, right? So... I settle on the airport of subs, and I get on after my layover, I get on the plane, and this sub is not, it's not sitting well at all. It is, I feel terrible. And the thing is, for the first like 13 years of my life, every time I landed in an airplane, I would get sick and throw up. But ever since, I never thrown up on a plane. But so this ride's going on. And I'm sweating, I'm hot, and I'm not feeling well. And there's about like 30 minutes left in the flight, and the pilot announces that, you know, the stewardesses, they have to take seat for landing, right?
Right.
So 30 minutes with the flight, I start feeling it. And I grab one of the, you know, they still have the air sick bags, 2019, still a little white bag if you need to puke. 2019, they haven't, it's 2019, they should have a hole in the damn plane. You open it up, you puke, it's done, right?
Okay.
But now, so I get the bag and I'm throwing up, 30 minutes left, but the stewardess have already taken their seats for landing, right?
Right.
Now, there's nobody, I had an empty seat next to me, there's nobody around me, it wasn't loud, I don't think anybody noticed, but I can't hit the stewardess button because they're seated, so I got to hold this bag of puke for like a half hour, right? Right. Disgusting. Disgusting. And so finally the plane lands and boom, I ding the bell. Right. Stewardess shows up. She's acting like I'm the first human being to ever throw up on a goddamn airplane. She was so disgusted. She, did you get it anywhere? Is it anywhere? No, it's all in the bag. It's clean. It's good. I just need to know what to do with it. She goes, we'll throw it out on your way out of the plane. Right.
Really?
Yeah, she made me, right? Well, so I'm walking out of the plane, got this big, I'm in like row 30, right? So it's not like I'm in the front, I'm in, I'm out. I'm row 30. I got this bag of puke, right? And
sure.
I'm walking, and now here's the thing, right? So as I'm walking out, you know, the pilot's there. The pilot, he always wants credit. Like, hey, look at me. I flew the plane, you know? Like, seriously. You know what I'm saying? When you're getting off a plane, the pilot's standing there.
Yeah. I mean, I think he's, you know, I don't know. I think he deserves credit, but go ahead.
You think he deserves credit? Well, that's another podcast episode.
Okay, sure. No problem. Go ahead.
Okay. So I'm off the plane. I got this bag of puke, right? And as the pilot sees me, he goes, thanks for flying, right? And I'm like, yeah, you did a great job flying. Now, do me a favor. Can you throw away this bag at Airport of Subs for me?
Yeah. That's terrible.
What a trip. Like going to the airport, it's just so many stories.
So you had a good adventure on a bad situation, and you got plenty of stories, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was interesting. Airport of Subs. Never again. I'll never eat Porta Subs again.
It's about, Marlo, I've been saying that for a while, bro. You know what I mean?
You do hate it.
You saw some old friends while you're here.
I saw some old friends. I hang out with married guys, right?
Right.
And it's funny because, you know, they want to hang out with girls. And I'm like, yeah. What are you going to do? You can't take them back to your house. You can't get a hotel. And, you know, my one buddy's like, well, we don't want to do anything with them. We just want to see them. We want to smell them, you know? I'm like, okay, whatever. And then my other buddy, I'm like, you know, well, what are you going to do? You can't take them to your house, and your wife checks all the receipts. And
Do I know these people?
No, these are not people that you know. These are lifelong friends.
Okay.
And I said, his wife checks all the receipts. And this is when he pulled out a credit card that he said it's the only bill his wife knows has no idea about, right? It's a credit card. It got a $60 max and a 200% APR. But he said it's worth it for nights like these, you know?
Nice. Very nice.
So the thing is, my buddies, they turn into idiots when we hang out. Absolute morons. I ordered us a Lyft. Do you use Lyft at all? Do you use Lyft often?
I have not used Lyft or Uber.
Okay, so I ordered the Lyft for us, and I get a text message that says, your Uber driver is deaf or hard of hearing, which I never knew existed. I never knew they sent text messages to tell you that. It's no big deal, but it was a shock, you know?
Is it a Lyft driver or an Uber driver?
It was Lyft. I ordered Lyft.
Okay.
And so it's no big deal. It's just it caught me off guard. I've never seen that before. But I tell my buddy about it. I go, hey, look at this. We're getting a deaf driver, right? And he says to me, he goes, you requested a deaf driver? Right? And I'm like, you know, I want to be like, yeah, because there's an option here. You know, you could pick a blonde driver. You could pick a female driver. You could pick a deaf driver. There's an option here. That's a real thing, you idiot moron. But instead, I messed with him. I'm like, yeah, I ordered a deaf driver because all the blind ones were taken.
Nice.
Yeah. He goes, there's no blind drivers. And I'm like, well, we'll see what happens. So the lady picks us up, and she could hear, she clearly has a hearing aid in. She's clearly deaf. No big deal. But my buddy, same idiot moron, sitting in the front seat. Now, it's always the guy in the front seat who's the biggest asshole. If you're ever in with people, right? Always the guy in the front seat, biggest asshole. And the whole time he's screaming at her, make a right here. Make a left here. Stop at a red light. He told her to stop at a red light. She drives for a living, and he told her to stop at a red light, right? Asshole, right?
Right.
But so she's fine. She's fed up. She's had enough. And she takes her hearing aid out. And she throws it out the window. Yeah. And then you know what my buddy does?
No.
He puts his hand over her eyes and he goes, hey, look, a blind driver.
Oh, God.
Assholes.
They're your friends, man.
Assholes.
They're your friends.
Oh, my God. We're 40 minutes in and I am toasted. Absolutely toasted.
Nice.
But this is all going to be edited. Probably not today, Because I'm probably going to pass out?
You definitely are going to pass out.
Hopefully not with my contacts in, because that would be a disaster.
It would be terrible.
Chardonnay.
Chardonnay.
Chardonnay. Chardonnay. Chardonnay leg.
When you throw up, that's what it's going to sound like. Chardonnay.
I threw up on an airplane. Did I ever tell you that story? You know what? Do you mind if I go take my contacts out and then you just talk while I'm away? And I have no idea what you say until I listen to it later. Do you mind that?
I would love to. That sounds good. I'll try to.
I'll probably still hear you, but I won't be paying attention. So I'm gonna take my contacts out. Well,
it'll be like normal.
It could be a half hour. It could be 30 seconds. It does. You know.
I'm excited.
We're going to edit this later. I'm sure I'm going to listen to all this later. This was a good idea. This was a really good idea.
Great idea. You come up with some of the best ideas ever.
No, this is all you. You're the one that told me I've never been drunk around you. So me, being like the amazing guy that I am, I want to make everybody happy. I don't know. I'm going to go take my contacts out. You do what you got to do. All right?
All right. Head it up. Talking. Man, Benny drunk is a good time, let me tell you. It is such a good time. I wish I was there drinking with the guy. Because you know what I'd do? I'd take out his contacts. I'd use my penis to take out his contacts. And he wouldn't know about it until tomorrow. And that would be hilarious. You know, like a little suction cup there, you know, a little head just sticking right on his eyeball and pop the one out and pop the other one out. This is all I can do. Oh, Benny. I'll tell you what, I really wish I was there right now. That'd be wonderbar. I don't know if I'd be drinking Chardonnay, though. Chardonnay, that's shit. You're going to have such a hangover tomorrow, especially if you don't hydrate. Got to hydrate, Benny. And if you're drinking a whole bottle of wine, you got to hydrate. That's a lot of sugar. That's pretty sweet. I would definitely hydrate. I have no idea if you're listening. Can you hear me, Benny? I'm going to take odds that he actually forgets to come back. Wow. Yeah, so.
I tell you one thing. I didn't really hear what you said, but if you were here right now drinking with me, I definitely wish that you would stick your penis in my eye. So, yes. I don't know what you said, but I definitely wish.
Yes.
I definitely wish. I should probably have a bucket. You know what I should probably have? One of them puke bags from the airplane next to me.
You probably should. That a pilot. You need that a pilot. Excuse me.
Pie gal? Wow. Did you say pie gal?
I said pie gal when I sneeze. That's what I say.
You say an Asian casino game when you sneeze.
I do.
Does it mean pie it? Gal. What does pie gal mean that you say when you sneeze?
I don't know. I actually just sneezed and I think you heard pie gal. So I know you like exotic food, so there is a what I always called a faux restaurant opening up in Bloomsburg, which I was excited about. Then I learned it's not, and I've been eating faux for like a long last time, and I now have learned that you don't pronounce it faux.
Are you talking about tofu?
Not tofu. Yeah, it's a Vietnamese food. It's actually pronounced bae.
Huh. Why do you think I like exotic foods?
No, I'm saying I didn't even care about that, but
it was sarcasm.
It was Marla. We've been waiting for this restaurant to open up for the longest time, and it's not opening. So Marla, being how awesome she is, she was gonna make me some pho, and she told me, she goes, Barry, it's not pronounced foo or pho, it's pronounced pho. So now I know.
I'm sure this is going to be a segment we don't edit out. So you mentioned to me that I'm not a movie guy. I'm not a big movie guy. But you are a big movie guy. So why don't you tell me your top five movies, and then I'll reply with if I've seen it or not.
Okay, fair. That sounds like a good plan.
Number five.
Number five, Snatch.
I saw it in the movie theater.
No, you didn't.
I did. I was younger. I saw it with my cousin. It was his recommendation. From what I remember, I friggin' hated it. I thought it was terrible. That's with Brad Pitt, right?
Brad Pitt has a role in it, yes.
I hated it. Number four.
God.
Number four.
Wow.
No, we don't need any more on Snatch, I promise you.
Okay.
Number four.
All right, I got number four, Legends of the Fall.
Not a chance. What is that? Is that a Will Smith movie?
That is not. That also is another Brad Pitt movie.
Wow. Okay, number three.
Number three. I got to think about it real quick here, because I'm gonna leave some out that I really, really like.
It's okay. Nobody's going to judge you if you leave one out. I promise. Brad Pitt, he's not going to have any idea if you don't pick him for all five.
I'm going to say Saving Private Ryan.
That's a war movie?
It is.
I saw one war movie in my lifetime, Black Hawk Down.
Wow.
There's a reason I only saw one war movie in my lifetime. Number two.
The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
It's very long, so I have not watched it.
Wow, yeah, Brad Pitt's like a three of my...
I was going to say, do we need to address this? There's a Brad Pitt thing?
Well, do you know that Brad, I have a picture of me in high school, and there's a picture of Brad Pitt in high school, and we could be identical twins.
Yeah.
We look identical.
Of course I know that. Why wouldn't I know that?
Well, I don't know if we were working together. There was a time when Kelly, remember Kelly, we were going around and she was saying, like,
I have no idea. That's ridiculous. Why would I ever remember that? I don't.
All right. When I get home on Friday, I'm going to find that picture. I'm going to take a picture of it. And then I want you to look up Brad Pitt high school photos, and you'll see that we look identical.
Speaking of things you do, and since I know that we have people that listen to this that will probably go and look at it, is there any way that we could tell the people where we can find all your YouTube stuff?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's do it. Let's tell people, because there's people that are going to go find it. I mean, the guy in the Netherlands, I mean, he's going to tell his...
Oh, a guy in the Netherlands would love my stuff.
Because there is great stuff. Honey, I Got Ants, that's my favorite.
That is a good one. That's a good start. You can go to YouTube and then type in On Three Productions, but you spell it all out. And you put it all together. ONTHREEPRODUCTIONS. And, yeah, enjoy it.
Are you with me? You know I'm absolutely hammered, right?
Yeah, I love it. How much of the bottle's gone?
Oh, I mean, the bottle started not full anyway, but it's a lot not full. It's a lot more not full.
It's a lot more not full. That explains a lot.
All right, here we go. I got a list here. Okay. I got a list.
All right.
I got a list. 1 to 30. 1 to 30. Okay?
Okay.
I want you to pick a number from 1 to 30.
Okay.
And I'm going to do a joke. Random joke.
Excellent.
So here we go.
Number 9.
Oh, man. Okay, so I went to the eye doctors the other day. And what is it with all these trick questions? Which one's more blurry, 1 or 2? Which one's more blurry, 1 or 2? Which one's more blurry, 1 or 2? 3 or 4? 3 or 4? Which one's more blurry, 3 or 4? Which one's more blurry? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
Right, nonstop. And the thing is, they're all the fucking same. Everybody knows that. They're wasting your fucking time. But
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not a fact, but most people know. But the thing is, so then they ask you to read the eye chart, which is, you know, that's the big question. Can you read the eye chart, you know?
Yes.
And when they ask me, I like to mess with them, and I like to spell dirty words. So he's he's like, read the eye chart. And I'm like, P-E-N-I-S. And he gets all insulted. He's like, in my optometry career, he used the word optometry. That's how fucking pissed off he was, right? Because in my optometry career, I've never been more insulted, right? So I got to think of it. I got to think of an excuse. So I'm like, Doc, I'm sorry. I've had to go to the bathroom for like the past 2 hours. And I don't know what I'm saying. I can't even think straight. Right?
All right.
So he looks right at me and he goes, what do you got to go? One or two? One or two? What do you got to go? One or two?
That's a good bet.
And what? This is our 18th episode without gambling?
18th, yes it is.
I think it is, right? I mean, nobody really knows. We haven't done a goddamn episode in so long.
Yeah, and you're celebrating five months of not gambling.
A little over five months without gambling. That's pretty cool, you know.
Yeah, for a guy who's a degenerate gambler, yeah, absolutely.
It was insane, like just stupid. Just bet on like, it'd be like 3:30 in the morning, and I'd be like, hey, is there a cockroach race I could bet on? Like it was just insane. You know what I mean? I'm gonna drink some water. I think that'd be the healthy
option.
You're
gonna hydrate.
Yeah, I'm gonna hydrate. I'm gonna drink some water. This is do you mind while I chug this water, why don't you do another segment? Because the other segment, from what I heard, was phenomenal. Do you mind?
The hardest part about truck driving that I found out is pooping. When you have to poop, it isn't like you just pull right into like a 7-Eleven or a Circle K, you know, because you got this huge truck. So it's just, you have to find a place to poop. Well, this winter, I had like the flu, so I was like puking, and I had so bad. And it, right when it was finished, I thought, okay, I'll be able to go out on this drive. So I'm still sweating. I'm still sweating as hell, and I feel my stomach turn, and I have to go to the bathroom. So I'm driving up Interstate 81. So what do I do? There's a thing called the ass hang. The ass hang is when you hang your ass over a guardrail and you poop. So what I do is I pull the truck up on the side of the road right next to the guardrail, and I'm rushing out. And I'm it's fucking freezing out. I pull down my pants. I sit on the fucking guardrail.
Where is my cork?
I can't find my cork. I shit.
Where did I put the cork to the wine?
I'm so sick. Then I don't know if you ever seen the movie A Christmas Story.
No, I'm still listening. Where is my cork?
But this is what happened. My legs stuck to the guardrail.
I have a guitar.
Now,
I have a guitar. This is great.
I am stuck on a guardrail on the side of the road. It's about 16 degrees out. My pants are around my ankle. The only time I've ever been happy that I don't have large balls in my life. Because, you know, I don't have the biggest balls in the world. I kind of have small balls.
I think
my cock looks big, which is nice. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Small balls. And if my balls would have stuck to that guardrail as well. But here I am. I'm stuck to the guardrail. Totally stuck. I cannot get up. So, and I keep trying, but it's too painful. I sat there for 15 minutes. One thing I'll tell you is when you pull a truck over, sooner or later, a state police officer is going to show up. And sure as shit, a state police officer, and today a state police officer, shows up, and there I am, stuck to the guardrail. I am stuck to the guardrail. And he goes, what are you doing? And I'm like, officer, I'm sick, and I ended up getting stuck to this guardrail. So, being the professional that he is, he ends up calling four of his buddies that are around. They come before they pour water on it to get me off of this thing, and they're all just dying laughing.
Oh, my cork!
Oh, thank God he's not his cork.
No, seriously, that's crazy. You have to go through all that? That's ridiculous.
All that, man.
That's
all that.
Nuts. That is insane.
How's that wine going? You still drinking that wine?
No, that cork is in that wine.
Oh.
Well, I would keep going, but I'm pretty sure the last 30 minutes we're just going to delete anyway, so.
Probably going to be right out deleted.
18 episodes without gambling.
Yeah, buddy!
What do you say we update the counter right now?
Let's do it.
Wait, are we on 18 or are we on 17?
This
will be the 18th. Let's find out.
Nice.
Let's find out while we are on air. Am I a better person drunk or am I worse?
What's weird is I think you're exactly the same.
I don't change, right? No matter what.
You don't change. You're like the opposite of a chameleon.
I'm also the opposite of a comedian, so.
Which Which is a human.
Which is odd.
Yeah, right.
So let's see. What episode are we on? All right, so we got the 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. This is the 18th episode without gambling. Go ahead, close the show. Close the show. I don't know. I got nothing.
Hey. Thanks for listening. How's that? Is that pretty good?
No, it's terrible.
All right.
Do it again.
Hey. Thanks for listening.
That's what you would go with as your...
No.
No?
You don't want me to close the show.
No.
It's your job to close the show.
Hey, thanks for listening. Is that what I sound like?
No, you sound much more baritone and more handsome.
Well, no, now that I think about it, I could just say, hey, thanks for listening, but I say, I'm Benny Lake, thanks for listening. That's very self-centered. I don't need to say, I'm Benny Lake. They know I'm Benny Lake. How could they possibly know the last seconds of the show, right? The last seconds of the show. I say, I'm Benny Lake, thanks for listening, right?
I'm Benny Lake.
That's my send-off. That's my send-off.
It is. It's so original, too.
But they've literally listened for a half hour, an hour. They know who I am. What am I saying? I'm Benny Lake. Thanks for listening. That's the word. I've been doing this for like a year. You haven't told me to fix that yet?
I don't tell you how to do things.
But it's terrible. If it's terrible, you got to let me know. I'm Benny Lake. You just listened to an hour of my voice. But in case you're just tuning in case you fast-forwarded to the last 5 seconds of the show...
And you don't know who I am. Yeah. And you know, it says it right in the title.
I can't believe you do that. I'm never doing that again.
You can't change it. That's your ending now.
No, it's dumb. It's stupid. It's over. The show's over. Boom.